From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
As Election Day nears, I'd like to discuss a topic that's too often cloaked in the secrecy and silence of the voting booth: spite voting. Not many people will own up to spite voting, which I define as voting against a candidate because of something annoying they do. Spite voting is picayune and immature, but if politicians can act that way, why can't we? Here are a few of the ways a candidate can provoke my ire. First, I don't like ostentatious spending by multimillionaires. To me, ostentatious means more than one billboard at a single intersection, more than one TV commercial during a half-hour show, or a solicitation in the mail that looks more expensive than my wedding invitations. Obviously, I'm not suggesting that we bar the rich from running for office. If we did that, who'd fill the U.S. Senate? And politics is probably a better pastime for the wealthy than hunting polar bears from the decks of their yachts. But if they overspend, I register a protest vote by supporting one of their rivals. Second, I don't believe political candidates should interfere with mass transit. People who ride buses and trains to work have enough unpredictability in their commutes without having to dodge a wannabe assemblyman who wants to chat about property taxes. So stay away from the BART station if you want to avoid a spite vote. Third, I refuse to vote for anyone who won't debate her opponents, even if the rival represents the wine and cheese party and his standing in the polls has a decimal point and a few zeros in front of it. Dodging a debate sends a message that the candidate, usually an incumbent, feels just a little too entitled to automatic re-election. Finally, sometimes I encounter a candidate's supporters right outside my polling place, waving signs and chirping, "Thanks for voting," with an insinuating smile. I resent the idea that I might make a last-minute decision about who I want to elect, in the same way that I impulsively pick up a pack of Chiclets and a copy of Us Weekly in line at the supermarket. I've long since decided who I'm going to vote for, though I am still willing to add one more candidate to the list of people I'm going to vote against. With a perspective, I'm Scott Kirshner.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.